We are having today Eduardo Lotelier, CEO, and DRI, and Cynthia Hobbs, CFO. At this point, all the participants are connecting into listeners. Later on, we are going to start the Q&A session, and then we give you more instructions. If you need any assistance during the teleconference, please ask for help of the operator with star zero. We inform that this teleconference is recorded and we have the translation system. Before continuing to clarify that the declarations that we are having during this teleconference about the business perspective of the company, estimate and operational financial goals are beliefs and premises of the director board of Getnation, and also information that is available to the company. Future considerations are not assurance of performance. They take risks, uncertainties, and premises for the future events, and they depend on circumstances that might and might not happen. The general conditions, the industry conditions, and other operational factors may affect the future results of the companies, leading to the results that differ from these future considerations. Now, I would like to pass the microphone to Ms. Cynthia Hobbs, CFO of Getnination. Ms. Cynthia, the floor is yours. Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for being present here today in our teleconference of the earnings. I will introduce initially the highlights of the second quarter this year. In this quarter, we had 560,000 new registered professionals, the growth of more than 300% compared to the second quarter, 78%, and the active professionals in the last 2 months, resulting in a growth of 68% in the currency sales, 18.7 million in the second quarter this year. The clients had more than 1.3 million of orders, an advance of 40%, leveraging this way the leads of these professionals. Result on the gross revenue, 18.3 million, 69% superior to the second quarter of 2020. Keeping the satisfaction of the professionals and the clients, our score in Reclame Aqui was 8.8 in the end of June, and in the second year in a row, we are leading to the Reclame Aqui classified categories. For the first time in history, we open up a campaign, offline campaign for the months of May and June. It was possible to see Getnination in street clocks here in the city of São Paulo, in addition to the monitors in the commercial and residential building elevators. With the great satisfaction that July, for the first time, we were certified with the stamp Great Place to Work, the participation of 80% of the collaborators, and the acknowledge of our management practices, people management, focusing on diversity and inclusion. We had a score really elevated in bias, unbiased, and reliability. To conclude, throughout the first semester, we had partnership with different companies in business models that take to qualification, offering products for these professionals. Also facilitated the access to the clients in the digital platform, exploring all the visibility and the scope of these partners to work the presence of the brand in the end consumers. We have just announced more partnership with PAN, and Edu will talk more about this during his presentation. Now, slide number three. Before talking about the results, the earnings, I'd like to remind you that we have a business model here. Getnation is a platform connecting clients, professionals, more than 500 categories. We have painter, plumber, personal trainer, photographer, pet services, hundreds of services. We are the biggest marketplace of services in Brazil. If you have used before, you know that our business model is simple. The client says what they need. For example, I need a plumber. And this request is disseminated to the, all the professionals in that region, and the professional pays a value to connect the client. The client chooses between one and four professionals. A prepaid profession, the professionals pay to get contact the client and consume the credits. So the client does not pay anything to hire the service, and the company acknowledges this revenue, and this professional use the credits to negotiate with the client. Now we are going to see slide number four. In this slide, we can see the evolution of the new professionals registered in the platform. In the quarter comparison, we have 314th growth compared to the second quarter 2020. The first semester 2021, more than 250% advance compared to the same period last year, reaching more than 1 million of new professionals, the biggest number of registrations since the creation of the platform, reflecting the investments in capturing new professionals. GetNinjas, we can see 10 categories on services. In the general corresponds about 540 different kinds of services. First semester, we see the evolution of the registration in domestic service, class, health, design, and technology. Since the beginning of 2020, we created 134 new categories, such as coach, personal shopper, contractor, psychanalyst, pedicure, pet services, and others. And we could observe in 2021 a growth of about 500% in the registration of new professionals in these 10 new categories that presented more growth. And they are part of service categories: renewal, reforms, domestic, technical assistance. It's important to create a density in number of professionals in each one of the categories. Density about the number of orders and the number of cities that we operate. Our thesis is that in order to be service provided, we need to be horizontal to have the biggest number of service category. Now the user goes for a painter, tomorrow a photographer, a barbecue cook, a personal trainer. There is always a demand for some kind of service. And if we are horizontal, we have a destination platform. Seeing the next slide now. The final 12 months, we have reached the mark of 179,000 professionals that are active, evolution of 78% compared to the same period last year. About the recurrency, the second quarter and also the first semester 2021, 60% of these professionals were recurrent. What I mean is that they have worked before, they have acquired packages before. Just to remind, the monetization of our business happens through these professionals when they buy these packages of currency, and the recognition of their revenue happens when they use their coins, when they generate their leads. So we sell these coins in the second quarter was 18.7 million. A growth is 68% compared to the second quarter 2020. And in the accrual of the year, the sales of coins grew 57% in a total of 35.7 million reais, BRL. Slide number six. We can see the service request from the client side growing 40% in the second quarter and 30% compared to the first semester. In a total, it's 2.5 million of orders. The pandemic, COVID, increased the digital penetration and the search for more services growing, online services. In the first semester, the growth of order was concentrated especially in consulting, health, and domestic services. 50% of these clients were recurrent. What I mean is that they had worked before other service requests in this platform. Let's see slide number seven now. In this slide, as we have seen before, The advance in the number of orders from the client's second quarter and also the first semester 2021, the professionals got more leads, and the result is in the gross revenue, 18.3 million in the second quarter, 69% superior to the second quarter 2020. The first semester, the advance was 54% in a total of 35.6 million reais. Going to slide number 8, our costs were the second quarter 1.4 million reais. In the first semester, 2.6 million. The cost considers servers and SMS messages. It's important to say that whenever a new professional registers into GetNinjas, it is necessary a validation of their registration, and this validation is done through SMS. And also when the clients request service for the first time, that is also a validation on SMS. And the growth in the cost of SMS is proportional to the growth in the number of new register of clients and professionals. This way, the gross profit in the second quarter was 49% compared to the second quarter 2020 and the first semester 28.2 million reais, 45% superior to the same period last year. The gross margin is 92%. Operational expenses total 33 million in the second quarter and 53 million in the first semester, a growth of 182% when we compare the first semester 2020. In slide number 9, we can see that this increase of operational expenses is due to the increase of general expenses, administrative, and also commercial expenses that I will detail in slide number 10. The increase of administrative expenses is due to the growth of the number of collaborators. We came from 98 collaborators June 2020 to 117 collaborators in the end of June this year. The new contractors were fundamental areas for the growth of the platform, technology area, marketing, and client service. And according to the investments in marketing that we are going to comment next slide. Slide number 10, commercial expenses in marketing investments conclude the second quarter, 21 million reais, this first semester, 32 million reais. The biggest concentration of resources is in media, related to new professionals and new clients. In order to ensure sustainable growth, we are having important investments in acquiring new professionals, especially in these new categories, and also in the regions that presented low density of professional per order. And to ensure a better experience to the client that use GetNinjas, we need to ensure this density that is adequate, considering the number of professionals per category. And also, for the first time in history, we have invested in a branding campaign for the offline media to reinforce the brand presence and the brand knowledge, GetNinja. Going to slide now, number 11, in consequence to the increase of operational expenses, as we mentioned before in the previous slides, we have registered a loss of 17.8 million in the second quarter. And in the first semester, a loss of 23.4 million reais. I pass the microphone now to Edu. He's going to talk about our marketing strategy now. Edu, the floor is yours. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for your explanation, your exhibition, for giving me the chance. We have the growth that is very accelerated in this quarter, in this final year. A company that has been investing more in technology, more in people, in teams, and more in marketing to create this marketplace of service. The asset of a company such as ours is the network effect and also the asset of the company that I manufacture are the plants here in Ganinza. The more clients, the more professionals that we bring, the better for this network effect. The more value we add for the next professionals that we bring. So this we see in slide number 12, more demand, more profit, more profit to these professionals. They recommend other professionals to get into the platform. Then you have more demand, more demand. You have the best professionals in the platform. The lowest time for the client to find that professional, the best match. They ask, what is going to change 5 years from now, 10 years from now? It's hard to answer that, but it's easier to answer what not going to change. The client will always seek the platform with the best price, the client and more professionals that we can get. More budget. The client always seek a platform that give them the biggest quality. More professionals, we have more quality, safety and security. We have the professional documents availability. The client wants now. And the professional, it doesn't matter if it's a psychologist, English teacher, a personal trainer. The professional always seeks more profit. They want to make more money. And that's why they see on Getninja, and that's why our main asset is strengthening up our network effect. This justified and explained now we have more cash flow. We invested more in our platform, in our market than last year, pre-IPO, when the company had less cash flow available. And in order to ensure this experience of professionals and clients, we expanded. We added more than 134 new categories in 2020. 10 new categories grew more than 500%. We expanded to more than 200 cities, almost 4,000 municipalities that we are present, 70% of the Brazilian territory. And also, we have invested more in cities that we saw that we need to increase the density of professionals in order to improve this match. Client professional, that's why Cynthia talked about it in the previous slides. This focus on the number of professionals that are new in this platform. And passing now to slide number 14, we want to make Getninja a platform for service destination. If you need a barbecue cook, you go to Getninja. Then you need a plumber, then you need a personal planner, then you need a cleaning lady. This is a winning platform for services as it was for products. It's the horizontal platform offering everything. And then the client is always getting back to the platform. And the professional, of course, gets back because they need a new client all the time to fulfill their agenda. Reinforcing here in slide number 14 that Cynthia commented before, we had our first branding campaign of the history. We invested in marketing and performance because of the resources that the company had, but then the branding investment is long term. It takes longer to see the results, but when results come, it's stronger. And the first campaign started. Getninja's Laura hired a psychology, connecting who needs with a person who knows how to do it. Pedro found a plumber. If you see the presentation, we have some of the images that were in the elevators, in some bus stop in São Paulo, also other characters. Always showcasing that Getninja, you can see everything. That is our main take-home message that we want to convey. And slide number 15. Cynthia mentioned this before. We disseminated IPO. We had a partnership with Banco Pan this last week. We signed up a contract with them. And we are so excited about taking solutions, financial solutions, to the professionals of GetNinja and also bring to GetNinja professionals that are registered in PAN. We see that these two brands, they have the same audience, they have similar needs, and then we can really accelerate, decrease CAC, and accelerate LTV, both platforms. From the very beginning, we are opening up the account and credit card and bring the users of the bank into GetNinja. In a second phase, we are going to expand the portfolio of products with personal credit, an exclusive advantage, financing services. And the third phase, we are going to co-create products that are personalized in order to meet the professional needs that are registered in GetNinja. There is a lot to be done ahead of us. We have the foundation, the professionals, we have the knowledge and the know-how, financial service already, and investments and capacity. We have a lot to deliver. And this partnership will bring a revenue line and loyalty, more than 3 million professionals registered in the platform, and improve the product. The professional that has more revenue can invest more in their business. They can study more, qualify more. They have a car and a motorcycle. They can reach the client faster. And the machine is up and running then. Now I will talk about slide 16, our three main avenues of growth. The first one and the main one is to keep on gaining scale, covering more services, more cities with the best matching, professional and client. There is room for growth. The market is 1 trillion reais in our estimate. 0.1 is already considered, although it's the biggest platform in the sector. This market is really offline, and e-commerce is online now. Food delivery is online, real estate in the app, so you can find a car, is online. Services will be this way. A second approach in financial services that I have just mentioned, and a third one is to qualify, train, and offer products of the industry using these associations with the professionals. It's a good base of professionals. We have important engagement with them, and then we are going to explore different ways. So I finish my participation here, and I'd like to open the floor for Q&A if you have any. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time, for your attention. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to start up the Q&A session. To send a question, please type asterisk one. To remove your question is asterisk two. There is a question, Gabriel Menezes, J.P. Morgan. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Thank you so much for this call. We have two questions. First is about the perspectives that you have for the second semester, 2021, especially considering the return of the economy, if it's a positive or negative impact for you. And the second point, we would like to understand the behavior of the cohorts of buyers. If this is good, how do you add new buyers? If you could give us more information about it, it would be wonderful. Thank you. I will get this answered, Eduardo, Hotelier answered. In the beginning, last year, we had COVID, and then we felt a hit in our revenue. Lots of people postponed service hiring. They never hired services to prevent contact for sanitary reasons. We believe that this return of economy will re-attract this public, this audience that is still isolated. Of course, people are longer in their houses. They demand renewal services. But people that are more at home than before, they demand still the same services, but the part that was not hiring these services. Also, we have more than 500 categories in our platform. We have painter, plumber, in-person services. We also have online service, psychologists, teachers, tutors, and we are so broad in our categories, we can adjust well according to the demand. According to the demand change every month, we can control our marketing according to the categories and cities. So we can calibrate and bring more strength when we see variation because of the economy is reopening or a seasonal assessment of the services hired from the platform. And the second question that you ask is about the recurrence of clients and what is this cohort? The number we do not open because of strategic regions, this recurrence, we keep it to the company, but the trend we have been observing is increase because with more categories, the client can find everything at the Getnija. If we improve with the match, if you have more professionals, the client experience is much better. They can get a painter in less minutes than if you use the platform 1 year, 2 years in the past. So when we improve the density, we also improve the experience. Improving the experience, we improve the recurrence. If we improve the assortment, it's easier a client finding in Getnija whatever they are looking for. Still, there is a lot of work ahead of us for the brand to communicate that in Getnija. We have all the services. That is a part of clients that go into the platform. They look for a category and they do not know about the other categories that we offer. This brand communication also helps to take away this message and fixate in the client's mind. When they need it again, they go to the platform again. It's clear, Eduardo. Thank you so much. Next question is from Webguest. What is the focus of the partnership and what are the strategies that you developed with the companies? Well, Eduardo here again. The best person to answer this is Sandy, our director, new business director. I pass the microphone to her. Sandy, are you here? Hello, yes, I am here. Good morning, everybody. So answering to this question, the first point, the work fronts, the strategic focus of our partnerships, we have three work fronts, main work fronts. One is in the industry, the biggest brands in the market, who are the reference brands in each segment, considering that we have a very big diversity of segments to work. The second, the retailers, who are they in their segments that are encompassing the territory, the base of these users? And the third point, financial services that Eduardo mentioned in this call. And we are going to offer, we are designing different strategies to offer packages of financial services for the professionals, and help them to developing their roles. And the second is about the models that we have been developing in order to organize the strategies that we are designing and the associations. There are two main models. One, is the qualification of professionals in our base of professionals, showcasing the growth that they do showed in the previous slides. And the qualification, we are bringing brands in the main work fronts in our business, in the categories that we have in Get Niches, renewal, domestic services. Who are the main brands? We are proactively chasing these brands, but we also receive contacts, reactive contacts. IPO helped us a lot because placed us more visual in the market, and the big companies come to us as well, reactively want to be part of us generating innovation for their business, especially traditional businesses. Naming one example, in professional qualification, the report, we have the brands that we had in this quarter. For example, Intercemate, that is a reference for construction products, and we are developing videos to qualify our professionals of renewal and repair, taking quality content, specific content, everything that the brand has to offer to add value to these professionals. And the second model that we have been working, in addition of bringing these brands into Get Ninja, to get Get Ninja as an efficient solution for services inside these partners, strategic partners, industry or retailers, any other sector that might be interested in offering Get Ninjas as a solution of service. And then we have been working in a front that we can offer these hiring services in a point of sales or digital, inside the website, inside an app, and also POS, putting up a banner with a QR code, directing this client into our webpage of service. And we follow how many service requests this partner is generating to us. Two examples that are so nice to illustrate that, the second quarter that we concluded, Fácil Persiana Blinds. They are placing Get Ninja in their manual together with their product. So the client buys their product in the point of sales, getting the manual, the instruction, that is the communication about Get Ninjas, and a QR code directing this client to the service page, and also the website and Market For You, that is a supermarket network in residential condominiums, commercial condominiums that offer in their app and also in the point of sales banners, so the final client can hire services. So we are going to bring in very good brands that add value, but also Get Ninja as innovation, technology that is here. We have been working on this for 10 years. We do not have to develop something on their side. They have it. We can use it. It's ready, and we can add value. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, then again, in order to send a question, please type asterisk one. Please wait as we collect all the questions. There is a question. Pedro Melo, Meta Asset Management. The cost benefit for the professional to have a budget, is it justifiable? What is the metric that we can see it? How can the professional know that it's worth registering and also becoming an active professional? When we see our take rate, it's 5%. Can you hear me? Yes, Cíntia. You repeat, please. I will answer the parts I understand of the question, then we can complement. So our take rate is 5%, and then we have a GMV Revenue 2020 was 50 million, GMV 1 billion, and 1 billion is the value generated for our professionals. So every R$1 that this professional invests into the platform, in average, it really depends on the region, category, average. This professional receives in services R$20. So it's worth doing it. It's really worth what we have been doing and working hard on the platform is to improve our algorithms on prices so we can ensure uniformity on margins and values generated for all the professionals in all the categories. Edu, would you like to say something on top of that? Yes, I would. 60% of purchase of coins are professionals that were with us last year, recurrent professionals. These professionals, they talk among themselves. If I am a painter, I have friends that are painters as well. Lots of friends are in the same professional. And our best marketing is when the professional makes money, because when they make money, they tell their colleagues in the same area, the electrician, the information technologies, the cleaning people. When you see our recurrent revenue, you see that the professionals have return. And the dynamic is similar with Google investment. Not all the click, the Google charges for click, not all the click that you have in the ad becomes a sale, but the advertisers know X clicks they are going to sell, and it is worth the investment and give them a return. The same as our leads, not all the lead is a service, but in the package of coins that we sell, and these professionals, when they buy more leads, statistically speaking, they are going to have a service. As Cynthia showed, 5% of take rate. So the ROI in average is 20 times what this professional has invested. And the business is only sustainable. That is a factor that we place in our report and we use in this agenda ESG. Our business is only value when it generates return for this professional. When we stop generating return, this professional stops using Ekneja, and then this will bring a negative impact to the revenue long, midterm, and short term. So this business generates revenue to this professional, and this is part of our business model. Our next question is just a point to complement. We also have the coins, bundles, some mechanisms depending on the regions. We provide credit so the professional can try the platform. We can incentivize the use, and we can use and to make this machine go up and running. Next question, web guest Pedro Melo, Meta Asset Management. In the client's vision, which are the strategies to reduce the time until they find a professional that is beneficial in the platform? Okay. Without Ekneja, how it worked. 10 years ago, when I founded Ekneja, I needed a painter. I went to the classifieds, Yellow Pages. Back then, I tried to call a professional. They never answered, wrong number. The third was busy until I found a professional. that painted my house. It was not good. Poor service, poor service. I had no assessment of that professional. I had nowhere to complain. And then I got inspired to create Get Ninja. In Get Ninja, when the client say what they need, we disseminate that request to all the professionals that are available in that area. The professional receives in their app, real time, 100% app for the professionals. For the client, could be an app, website, desktop. For the professional, is app all the time. The professional receives in their app those clients' request and contact the clients immediately. The professional knows that the fast he answers that call, more chances to close the deal, more chances of getting that client at that point in time that is available to provide more information, to close the deal, schedule a visit. The client did not close the deal with anyone else. So our technology and our attraction, the amount of professionals, makes the time to response lower than the alternative offline or the classified or other platforms. And this experience is better for the client. And also, this generates more return for that professional. I pass the microphone back to Eduardo Lontelier for his final considerations. Please, Eduardo, the floor is yours. So, thank you so much for your attention. Thank you so much for the questions. We are here available to clarify your questions and comments. And thank you so much. This teleconference Get Ninja is over. Thank you so much for your attendance. Have you all a great day. Thank you so much.